President, thank God I come here to share this topic, the time for time management for a Christian. Time is precious. I hope I want to go back to in your age, so make a second life. So I'm sure, I feel I'm definitely a bit better life. And by now, I think I'm really a better person. And quality-wise, and quantity—I don't know—but better quality person, I feel. But anyway, time management is very, very important. The one night, this man about to sleep on the bed, and then somebody called him, ringing, and now this old ringtone is different, and bing, 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 oh. Whatever tone, you know, the ringtone, the smartphone is all different. And he got the phone and, hello? And say, hi. I will send you, I will deposit $1,440 in your account tonight. So tomorrow, you can spend it. So this man think that, this guy's joking. There's no free in this world. And so I just sleep, and the next morning, and I get up, and just, you know, just have a regular, a normal life. And then but in the second night, there's another phone call from the same person. It says, I find out that you didn't spend $1,440, so I withdraw it. So I changed my mind. So I put $1,444 again in your account. Please use it. And so this man think that it's a serious. $1,440 is quite a lot. You know, whole day you spend. Of course, you know, nowadays $1,044. What you can spend it? In the morning, you know, in your account $1,440. How? What you want to do it with this money? But you have to spend it. You don't want to spend it? You're a very thrifty person. But you cannot use next day because you have to spend. Yes. Draw. No, but you have to spend it. It is the car you have to spend. Yeah. Put on the stock market. Well, that's a good idea. If you have knowledge about the stock market. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, just put and then next day down then. That's a good idea too, but if you have a knowledge, anybody else? $1,440, how you can spend? Yes. Buy food. McDonald's food, don't buy it. What kind of food you want to buy? I like a buffet, you know, the good buffet, the seafood, sashimi, and. Well, anyway, good food. But then $1,440 is too much, you know. But a few hundred dollars is enough.
Provide for your family and contribute to the church.
Oh, a royal purpose. You have a higher purpose. Yeah, that's good. You know, that's very good. Yeah, just spend, you know, how much, if you say $1,440, how much you want to allocate for, you know, to offer to God.
Fifty-fifty.
Yeah, I see. The later you grow up, be the full-time pastor is better. A very good idea. It's good. It's offering to God. So that's really good idea. Anybody else? $1,440. You don't want to spend it? That's okay. Yes. Oh, that's good, good. Yeah, very good answer. Sister always, you know, smarter than, wiser than brother. Don't you think so? This is spiritually. You already mentioned it.
My sister wants to taught me.
Oh, okay.
Did your parents, did they do everything for you when you were a child?
Thanks for it. You know, because once you earn something, $10, $1 belongs to whom? Belongs to God. Yeah. Tithe, the idea is important. Time management is the same issue. Because you have 24 hours, then how much you better spend some time for God? Supposed to. 2 hours? 24 hours. One-tenth is 2.4 hours. So 2 hours and... Because 60, that's different. But anyway, roughly 2 hours. Can we spend time this all okay to God? No, we don't. But actually, it's a good idea. When you earn something, you offer the one-tenth to God with from your heart. Actually, you offer your time to God too. Is that? Because you spend time to gain the money too. So that also showing that how much you love God too. But so later when you grown up, when you start to work, make sure you can offer to God at the same time. Remember your parents. I ask you, remember your parents. By that time, your parents are getting old. Do you think so? Yeah. So think about your parents. So time management is not only for myself, but somebody else, it's good too. But anyway, 1,400, and this guy said, find out in an account. Oh, there is $1,440. So he spent it whole day, you know, whatever drink, whatever food, and eat, whatever, you know, some the entertainment himself, and then the night come. Oh, you spend the whole $1,440. It's good. But things you spend, I see the list. It seems constructive way use it. So anyway, because I want to put $1,440 in your account tomorrow. Use it. So next day he spent it. And you know, so he just keep enjoying the $1,440 every day. And then about a week he spent. And then finally this man called nighttime calling him. I find out that last 6 days, I keep on the deposit of $1,440, but where you spend is really not the good way. So from now on, I don't want $1,440 in your accounts anymore. So help, that is the end of my investment for you. So this man is awake. What is it? Yeah. And I realize time management, same thing. Don't you think you have a 1,440 minutes in your life every day? 24 hours times 60 means 1,440? Wow. No, it's not me. It's not came from me. I'm not the creative. I read book. You know, that's a book. It came from book. But anyway, 1,440. Remember, that's our time. That's our time. So 24 hours. 24 hours is our time. 24 hours. 24 hours. 24 hours. How many hours are we sleeping out of 24 hours? Are you sure 6 hours is enough? That's why I could keep dozing. I'm dozing because I sleep 6 hours. 6 hours is not enough. You guys need 7, 8 hours. At least 8 hours is good. If you cut down your computer, internet, you can sleep 8 hours, no problem. Don't you think so? Because you're growing, you need that much of time to rest. Yeah. So 8 hours. I keep on deducting now. What else? Anybody who stay in the restroom for spend time for relax yourself? Toilet. You enjoy a toilet. You know how wonderful that our system toilet? When your parents' time, I don't know, when I was in Korea, we don't have a toilet. That, you know, a toilet that, like here, there's a flush in the water, like, I mean, with the water like this. But in my time, is once you go inside, there's a big hole. There's one hole, and then it's so smelly. You know, so once you sit down, and then once you bring down, sometimes there's a crown effect. You know, ping and the boom. Then you have to keep the position. You have to move it. Well, anyway, because nowadays there's no such things. But when you go to Africa, there's something like that. One time when we stay in the member's place, there's, you know, because the toilet, there's a seat. We have a seater, toilet seater, but they don't have a toilet seater. That you have to use your own imagination. You want to sit there? No. But at the same time, how you can use it? Then you close, you know, that you have to struggle with yourself. How? But then there is a bee inside. That means a bee, you know. But anyway, because we decided, you know, it's not time management, but at least we sit down and you shower, you know, relax, your cosmetic things, you can make up yourself. Brother, you're doing it? Your sister spend more time. But one day, how much you want to deduct it? 1 hour, right? Just roughly say 1 hour. If you go 2-3 times then, plus 2 shower or 1, but you train here for shower for 10 minutes, but that's good things. Yeah. But anyway, how about eating 3 meals? How much you want to, huh? 12. Depends on how fast you eat, but don't eat fast, it's no good for your health. Try, do your best. At least, that was my problem. At least spend 20 minutes to eat. Slowly eat. So that your brain knows. So that you can stop, you know, you can eat right amount. But that's my problem. But about one, let's just say preparing and things, we can say 2 hours. 2 hours. How much so far we have left? 24? 13 hours. 13 hours, and you guys go to school, right? Go to school, coming back, and that's a deduct 1 hour. Eating, I think it's eating already here. And you spend the school at how many hours? 2, 4, 6, 7? 7 to 8 hours? Roughly, you can say 8 hours. The 13 hour minus 9 hour, then 4 hours. How many here do the internet for every day 2 hours? More. That's why you deduct from here 8 hours sleeping time. That's why the problem here, 4 hours, you spend 2 hours internet here, you know, 2 hours internet, 2 hours plus homework for 1 or 2 hours. That's all. 24 hours goes so fast. Don't you think so? So once you look at it, your mom and daddy says, you do internet, continue to do it rest of your life. It's enjoy your life. Or, you know, your parents say, just reduce your internet time. What they say? Say, don't too much. On the listening your music too. Listening your music. Enjoy music, but how long? You know? It's okay, but you know, I don't want to say it is a bad everything. You need to sometimes release your stress. You can explore your life through the internet, find out the whole world. That's a good idea too. But they need a time management. If you do not time management, end up it becomes your problems. Because always something behind yourself. You are not the managing the time. But time itself as it comes to us, a great force to control you. That you are very burdened of out of your time. And also, you have to know that something is important. Do you think so? Something is not important. This is an issue too. If you think it's in a, if you reverse way order, then have a trouble. I think you heard about it. This there is a you know the ping pong ball. Ping pong ball is, you know, the white the ping pong ball, and then there is some ping pong ball, and then some big stone, some small stone, and then there is a sand. Have you heard about it? Right. Container here. I mentioned the first ping pong ball. Ping, and second one is what did I say? What did I say? Small marbles, big marble, whatever. Small marble, a big big marble, and fourth, and what else? Sand. And finally, water. Which one has to be go first? Huh? Sand? Yeah, sand, okay, as you say, sand here, eh? Sand here first, you say, and then which one? Anything? Yeah. Big marble. So big marble first or second? First. Big marble. Big marble first. Okay, I just... Nothing wrong. How about second one? Second one. Small marble. Right here or here? Small marble? Small marble. How about here? Small marble. And then how about the third one? Ping pong ball. You have to always think about the water. This is actually a good idea. Because after the sand goes in, right? This one we do it, right? The sand goes in, it all goes, this is small port. Those are hole, the sand goes into it. So to reduce the size, true? But once the sand first, you can put on the top of the sand, you can rest up and put it up. Then what happened? It overflooded. And also water, if you later water goes in, there's no space. Actually. Or water can go, no problem, it seems like it. But you have to understand ping pong ball is floating too. So you have to think about that too. Right? So it's good to, you have to think about whole different things. So you can choose what is a priority in your life. If you have a right order, the all things fill up within the container. But if you make the different order, it cannot, because once the sand the bottom here, big marble on the top, then it turn out to be like this. You know, always not enough. But once put the right way within the container, which is 24 hours, enough. But this one, not enough. Order is important. So life is, you choose the what is the right order. It's important things. It makes sense? Yeah, life is, every time you you're behind something, behind you know, time, or you're always stressed because of time, raise your hand. You do not well prepare, you say procrastinate or something like that. Anybody? And I am the one of them too. Yeah. Thank you for your sharing. So let us, because time is very very precious, 24 hours. But everybody spend different way. End up result is very different. You know, 1% difference is make a huge difference later on. Do you know the monkey and the man's the DNA is almost close to each other? 98.7% is the same, the DNA. But 1.3% is different. We can say 1%. 1% is different. That's 1%. Because 1% difference, one growing up to be monkey, one growing up to humans. 1%. If you today, you decide to change the 1% of your life, you change a lot. So you want to later grow, later your life to be a monkey? Or you're grown up to be a Christian? That's your choice. It depends on your decision today. Why monkeys? Why are you talking about monkeys' life? Monkeys just, they never build any culture in the monkeys' life. Just monkeys' life, animals' life. Humans' life, without aim, without goals, without the achieving of the, you know, given from God's, you know, God's will to accomplish, that our life is like a monkey's life. How much a percentage is the difference? Because of 1% difference. Time issue, also same thing. So 1% difference. Do you know the one, what is it? The 1986, that Challenger, the shooting to the space shuttle up to the sky. Remember, on 80 some seconds later on, it exploded on the air. Have you seen it? Anybody seen it? I saw that. Once the shooting up there, after about minutes later on, it just pops on the top. Those are the astronauts, you know, several of them all died at that time. So they're trying to figure out what was wrong at it. There's a one connecting ring. That's a very small one, actually. The ring is a... there was a... Did I write down? .28 inch. Mistake. So they fix it later. That's a small mistake, making the whole thing exploded. So time, why we can say time is important? Because where you spend your time, where you design your time, don't make any error. Because it makes your life, it all depends on your time issue. Yeah. So the Bible mentioned that time is precious. And so let's look at the Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16. Making the most of your time because the day are evil. Making the most of your time because the days are evil. Remember, making the most of time, what it means, making the most of your time. Making the most of your time. How you can explain making the most of your time? Then reduce your sleeping time, what is it? Making the most of your time. Anybody just give some idea, making the most of your time. Because original word this time is this is original was a kairos. There's a you know the Greek words have a Greek is very precise. They're using the you know the word very time for America. Chinese, Korean, I think America, the English, all the same. Just time is time. Is that? Yeah, just time is time. But when the Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, this is using the time here, this one is called Kairos. Kairos is the time that you can control it. Time that you can control it. So, do you know God's time? This is God's time, is it? God is a spirit. But in a God's time, God's time, which means unlimited. That's true. God never make a mistake. Is it true? Have you heard about that God made a mistake? So God never mistake. God never mistake. God's time means always present. Is it true? God's time is always present. From the God's point of view, there's no past, there's no future, but always present. Future also the present. Concept-wise. You know when God created earth, right? This is earth. This is earth and there's a time issue. There's a beginning, then there's an end. Don't you think one day you're going to die? Do you think it's sad? It's not sad. Because we're born. Die is a very natural cycle. Some people say, born, they're, oh, so good, but dying, oh. No, anything born, die, is a cycle. Because anything in this world, there's always a limit. Because that's what, within the earth, within the time. Time is always limited. For us, time is limited. So time is a source of limited resources for us. Is that true? You're sleeping on. So for controlling is, we can say, this is time. So chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, this is time is most of the time. Evil, during the time when sin came into the world. Sin came into the world. It turned out to be evil. If we are in given time, this time is considered as your life and my life. We don't have to, we always go back to, the Adams, Adams and his second coming, his second coming. We don't have to think about the Adam to all the way second coming. I mean, talking about your life and my life, beginning and end. We are in his creations. That's why this is a physical word. So your time is limited here. Spend time wisely. That's what Paul mentioned that. How we can spend this time wisely. Because this time we cannot control. Is it true? You can say God. You can say God. God, I have lived the 50 years. Give me 50 more years. And then after 50 more years, I change my mind. Give me more 50 years. Give me a healthy life back, 30 years old ages, life. We cannot say that. When God calling us, then we have to surrender. We go. Right? That you buried. I buried. That's our life. So life... Remember, time is like a beginning and end. It's very limited. So spend your time wisely. That's a time management. So during this time, if you only think about your life spent for something whole, whole things for the whole world, about your business only, about your, you know, life for your, you know, what else? How you can wasting of your time, very creative, without God? Anything? Spend 2 hours to shooting games, so killed how many people? Eh? That's one of the way too, right? That's which is a wasting of your time. Are you listening to music? Very, you know, secular music, you know, but you just, or you spend time for tattoo for the four, you know, 4 hours, 5 hours, ruin your skins. Don't waste your time too. There's a lot of way to waste your time. But God designed us a waste of your time? No. Issue is here. If you waste your time, then which you connect your life to connect to the evil. It makes sense? It has to be make sense. Otherwise, you know, you sleep, then that's okay. So time here, we can say there's a grace of God. Why? Because he give us a life. What it mean the life? Give us a life. Life means a time. Is that true? It's a life. So it depends on you to manage your time. So is that right? Your time, since you have a given time from God, you waste your time and also unhealthy way live your life. This is all destructive way. For example, you're drunken in life, you know. Later, drink a lot, then you're drunk, and you know, spend for a few days, you know, you have just out of your minds. Something God asks one day to rest. You don't rest. Continue 7 days work. End up you're sick, so that you're hospitalized for 2 weeks. You have a wrong way of time management. You know, the USA is a wonderful life. 5 days work. You know, when your parents' time, in you know, early time, 6 days work. In my time, we have 6 days go to school. But your time is 5 days, right? How wonderful it is. Huh? And they come to Sabbath. Keep the Sabbath is precious because that's one of the time management. So time management, when you have a concept of time management, offering to God is time management too. It makes sense? Because you work, because you cannot spend over 2 hours to spend to God, but still you have a work, sometimes they demand, right? And then you offer to God. It is. Your life, your prayer, and you come to your 2 weeks, all this is time management. Because since you have a 2 month of a 2 month of vacation, right? Summer vacation, you come here, spend 2 weeks, you offer the tithe of your time, oh thank God. After you first offer to God, the rest of the time you can enjoy. That's a good idea too. So every year, make sure you offer your time to God. Time management. So we are in the limited resources. This one cannot be saved. True? The money that you can save it in the saving account. But this limited resource you cannot save. Because time continues to go. To reach to where? Your death. My death too. So you cannot save your time. Things you have to do right away. Otherwise, it passed by. Yeah, that's the time. Time value is precious. That's why. So, 1%. Remember, $1,440. And then we line up this, you know, the which one of priority issue. The container is always limited. That's our time. This time. What you're going to put in there, that's the time management. We have to be wise. So you have to set the priority. So that's important things. Any questions so far? We never opened the Bible, only one Bible verse. How wonderful it is. But anyway, yeah, so you just, but I'm talking about actually, I talk about the God actually within this my lectures. Verse 15. So second verse now today. Ephesians chapter 5, 15. Therefore, Be careful how you walk, not as an unwise man, but as a wise. So be wise. Be wise. I don't want to say successful life, but I say victorious life. Also, concept of success, don't follow the worldly way. Don't follow the worldly way. And that's a wrong concept, actually, given to us. Do you know Rockefeller? That was 1890. He became a rich man. Considered now as a billionaire. At that time, when he gained the money at that time, as a now present value of his gain, his fortunes, is three times more than the Bill Gates. That means quite high, right? He gained the 2% of a USA, GMP. One person gained the 2% of a USA GMP. That means a huge amount of money. We're talking about $190 billion in his life issue. But when he's age 53, about my age, because next year, 53, he got the illness, which is a life sentence, which means you will die this way. There's no cure. The doctor says, here's a lot of money. I can't spend my money. Please fix me. Heal my illness. Doctor said, there's no, by now the medical, the technology is impossible. You just died. He realized, 53 years, he focused on his life for himself. One time, so somebody, the reporter asked, do you still, you have enough, right? And he said, no, need more. That's his mentality. So he become gained a fortune in his life. So he's the one that, he controlled the entire USA, actually whole world, actually the oil industries, pretty much. But anyway, because 53 years, he reflect himself. Am I died this way? I get everything now, but then I have to face the death. I cannot spend money too. So he changed himself. I want to spend the money for other people. He realized money is not belongs to him at that time. When he is age 53, he realized money that he has not belongs to him because he have to die. So that's what, the Rockefeller, that the non-profit, he established it's a very famous, the non-profit organization. He offered many students, many people, many places, they donate the money. Do you know that? You know, right? Because this is too famous, so you say, TJ, what? Pastor TJ talk about this kind of things, RHTS is supposed to be holy, but why the Rockefeller things? Well, I'm talking about the life, because 53, he changed his mind. He learned that money is not belongs to him. So he gave everything to the society. That's why his money now still generate to help others. Yeah. But I think God gave him a mercy. So he lived his life 98 years. So God gave him a spill life quite long. Supposed to be he died 53, but 98 years, quite long life. God gave him a healthy life. God knew that because he no longer he lived for himself. Give it back to the people. I think God gave him that much long life. But anyway, that's my introduction. Introduction is too long, but mostly I explained this to everything. Yes. And then let's look at this paper that... Because I didn't have enough time to correct English. You can say this, what are you talking about? This is English, but it seems like English, but it's like Konglish. And it's, but But that makes sense. That's better because I didn't have a time. I have to turn it in, and so just send it. And then later I look at it. Oh my goodness, this is Konglish, not English. But at least we can figure out. Because we have about 7 minutes. If you look at the sharing for the thought, you know, the first one, a second one is, if you are left 3 days in your life, how would you like to spend? Only this part we can discuss about it. You have a 3 days. $1,440 three times in your life. What are you going to do? 1,440, remember, 24 hours, right? Times 6, that's what, 1,440 minutes. And then later I calculate times 60, how many seconds? And then I say it's too much, 86,000 or something. But that's too much. So 1,440 is better. If you have three days, after 3 days you have to die. What are you going to do? Yes. Or 3 days, you are capable to move, you are capable to think, you can do a normal life. Otherwise, there's no choice. Yeah. You think about 3 days. I hope one day God talked to me, you only 3 days. Then I think I really enjoy that. Because you know when you die. Many people do not know. Suddenly died. That is sad. But you know when you die, wow, 24 hours so precious. You can prepare many things actually. Don't you think so? First you cut down the PC, right? Cut down all the game. What are you going to do 3 days? If you have 3 days, what are you going to do? I know because our brothers are very, very creative. I know that. You guys are so much blessed. And 3 days. Yes. You can set the priority, what you're going to spend, what the most precious way you can spend it, which means. So, I think so, yeah. So, you have 3 days. Do you know Helen Keller? If I open my eyes, can see the whole world. I forgot the book. I forgot a long time ago. I want to enjoy this, I want to enjoy that. You remember? I will enjoy the natures. I want to talk to somebody who's very famous. Then, does she go back to her, you know? You know the Helen Keller? Have you heard about her? She's like, she have a problem with, she cannot see. She cannot hear. She cannot talk. Because naturally, you combine the three of them. But she, if you have a time, you can choose, you know, the Helen Keller's writing. It's pretty. It's beautiful. You can see her heart out of her writing. Such kind of under the grace situation, she make his life to maximize to be very preciously lived. Yeah, give us very good example. Anyway, so 3 days. We have 3 minutes. What are you gonna do? I like that too. Because somebody, I offense them and I just, you know, I hurt somebody and I say, I'm very sorry. Yeah, that's very good things. It's precious. That means, you know what that means? Recovering of you, restoring the relationship. If you have 3 days, it is important. Restoring the relationship with God first, with the neighbor, two things. Have you noticed sometimes you hit somebody, you don't want to let it go? Have you experienced? Somebody hurt you, then When you go around, when you walk that person, and then go and it's like this. And the next day, same thing, when I look at it, just, that means I don't want to forgive you, you know that? Because, you know, unless you bow down to me, you know, worship me, and then I forgive you. Otherwise, I don't forgive you. That kind of things. That means you yourself to stop relationship with that person. You have to restore it. It's a, what is it? If you have a 3 days, you think about within 10 commandments. 10 commandments is an issue about relationship. You restore the relationship. That's very good. Yeah. Thank you. Any? Yeah. Write the testimony of your entire life. Yeah, because the biography, it's good. Because all your confession there. Yeah, okay. So, think about, that means writing about yourself means reflect of yourself. Good things, bad things, weak things, you know, strong things, whatever. There's things that your reflections are helping that to your life, that somebody can see, especially your family can see that. Also, especially God can see that it is good. That's good things. Actually, very meaningful. Yeah. Anybody else?
Say goodbye to family and friends.
Say goodbye to family and friends. That's good, because those who believe in God, those in the in, those who are in the truth, and we can say, see you again, right? But those not can see the same place, then say, so long, goodbye. I cannot see you for the forever, right? So it's a goodbye. So then you can tell them, I'm going, but you better believe in God. So I want to say, you know, see you again. I don't want to saw you so long, so I cannot see you. Yeah. That's good things. Yeah. What a TJC standard answer. What are you saying? What are you saying? One more time. Now, because it's good to read the Bible. We cannot read the 66 scripture. Of course, you have a fast, you know, you can read. But I think it's good to, you can choose the good part of the Bible. You know, reminds you how wonderful that your life so far is given from God. And then you can thanksgiving to God's purpose. You read the Bible. It's good. And I'll pray to God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You've given my life. I have a wonderful life that you've given to me. So I have a wonderful with my family. And you gave me wonderful my circle around my neighbor. So I know this, all these people. It is a given blessings. I give a thanks to you. And thanksgiving prayer is precious too. Yeah. As we know that a precious prayer is like you know, Stephen, while he dying by the stone, end up what he did, he prayed to God. He saw the glory of God. He never in his prayer to retaliate, but he asked God, he asked Jesus, they do not know what they're doing, is forgive their sins, forgive them from what they're doing. You know, that's very precious. Yeah, we are now, it's just 3 minutes is gone by now. Thank you so much for your, you know, spend the 1 hour. And next hours, I can go over these few pages, Konglish, that to prepare my, maybe not enough time, but yet, mostly actually what I speak, what I have spoken already. So it's actually there. But we can go over next hours. Let's pray in silence.